Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for September 7th to September 14th and beyond?
The full moon will be on Monday, September 8th, at 22 degrees Aquarius. Note that the full moon occurs in the same sign with Neptune, the planet of the dream world, delusional perception, and deceptive actions. This adds a tinged quality to the lunar energy.
The moon rules the emotional mind, and we all know how emotions are in a constant state of flux, that is to say, inherently unstable. So adding in Neptune is not a helpful situation. Also, this full moon falls in the nakshatra Purva Bhadra and marks the culmination of the energy of the lunar month Bhadrapada.
The lunar month of Bhadrapada has a rather nasty reputation, which stems from the significations of the nakshatra Purva Bhadra. This is the nakshatra of regret and remorse, sacrifice and revenge. The implication is that whatever is done during this month will be regrettable, or will be cause for remorse.
Cue the suicide bombers and drones. Is there anything favorable about this month? Everything in Vedic astrology has two sides, so isn't it a good month for something, Ron?
Well, the original meaning was that by going through difficulties, you could obtain a boon from the gods. So, if you sincerely take on difficulties, keep your nose clean, and fulfill your duty, there could be a payoff in the future.
The interesting thing about this heavy-duty nakshatra is it is often prominent in the astrological charts of extreme sinners as well as powerful saints.
Venus and Neptune have been in mutual aspect ever since Venus entered Leo on August 31st. Venus will be exactly opposite Neptune on Wednesday, September 10th.
The planet of negotiations and compromise came under the influence of the planet of fantasy, delusion, and deception as soon as it entered Leo at the end of August. This week, the energy is at its peak.
Although this combination can be good for artists, since Venus is art and Neptune is the imagination, it's not a favorable combination for honest negotiations.
Case in point, Putin versus Western leaders on the Ukraine situation. Nobody is being straight about this, yet everyone says they are.
Venus doesn't do so well in fire signs like Leo. Fire signs are inherently self-centered, and therefore bring out the negative qualities of Venus, like vanity, jealousy, self-indulgence.
Add in the influence of Neptune, and you have a case for doubt, suspicion, disappointment. It doesn't look very promising for Venus's significations.
Meanwhile, Mercury will be exactly opposite Uranus on Saturday, September 13th, or actually Friday night. The planet of data, communications, ideas, and reasons came under the influence of the planet of sudden events when it entered Virgo on August 29th.
Mercury is strong in its own sign, Virgo, but is simultaneously being tweaked by Uranus. The tweak factor becomes more pronounced as we get to the end of the week and the mutual aspect becomes more exact.
Uranus spikes up Mercury. There is some simpatico between these two planets, which in this case can manifest as inspirations, epiphanies, or overheated thinking, or just crazy ideas.
This planetary pattern can also manifest as sudden, unexpected news items, new information, unanticipated communications, such as off-the-wall internet postings.
Already saw some of that last week, like the brouhaha over leaked nude photos of actresses, or the shock over another beheading video posted by the Islamic State executioners.
You can be sure that there'll be more revelations, internet clickbait, leaked conversations, and so forth this coming week and next.
Mars is now in Scorpio, strong in its own sign, and boosted by the trine aspect of Jupiter. Already we have seen evidence of the strength of Mars in world events. This energy pattern continues for the next 6 weeks until mid-October.
Mars in Scorpio is good for getting things done, especially in coordination with others. Mars is called the planet of brothers. Scorpio is a sign of alliances. Around the world, sides are being chosen. The opposing teams strategize as they get ready to pursue their goals, each claiming, "And victory shall be ours."
Truly. We'll watch for more of that in the coming weeks.
Yes, certainly. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com.
And be sure to keep up with us on Twitter at Astro News Report.